Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. Should be a fun day. We are going to talk Frontier Community College sports. I've got just a slew of coaches and Illuminati here in the, well, maybe not that, a slew of coaches and illustrious folks here in the room from Frontier Community College. Let's start with the athletic director. Good morning, Tommy. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm good.
Appreciate you being here. That's very thoughtful of you to bring out all these folks. Have you had trouble getting everything lined up and all these folks, coaches, and everything set to go for the sports?
Coaches have been pretty easy. We're done recruiting, so it's been pretty simple to this point, other than if it would stop raining so we could get the field renovated.
Are you excited? Is the tension in the air that you can feel sports is about to begin? This is great for Frontier. This is fun.
Yeah, I think we're pretty excited. As I was telling Coach Ellis the other day, we're finally not selling the kids air. There's actually going to be a season and a field and the things talked to them about. So the things that we had told them about are coming to fruition. So we're pretty excited about that.
To Tommy's immediate right is his volleyball coach and ever affable and will never shut up, Miss Jessica Backus. How you doing, Jessica?
Well, I'm good, Bruce. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
She's never coming back, is she?
Never.
I'll make her.
she's doing a great job. How are things going? You've got volleyball coming up pretty soon.
Yes. Yeah.
So you have pretty much nothing going on in your life right now, and volleyball is...
Volleyball is my only thing, correct. I have no children. I'm not getting married. I don't have two full-time jobs. No. No, our first game's the 27th, home game. Girls are really excited, nervous/excited, you know, first time being in college, and so should be a good time.
Has school started have some of your students started early, or how's that work?
No, classes start the 20th, correct? Okay. Yeah, classes start the 20th, yeah, so they don't even start school till the 20th.
Over there on the other side of the studio, on the far right to the far left of the folks here, it's Mr. Marty Slover, the head softball coach. How you doing, Marty? You going to talk into that microphone sometime?
Yep, we can. Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
Now, you're going to sit there and clam up since she was saying that you talked all the time, aren't you?
Well, I got my assistant here. I'm going to turn the speaking duties over to him. Let him. And he's very excited about that.
You can see. We'll go ahead and introduce the assistant. Marty's been here for a couple of times, and Jessica's been here a couple of times now, and Tommy's been here several times. But the gentleman who has not sat across from me yet in these interviews so far is the assistant coach for the softball team. It's Jeremy Ellis. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce.
Good to finally meet you. I've known Jeremy for his entire life. But, Jeremy, tell the folks around town a little bit about yourself. Why are you coaching softball?
Well, started way back when I was a kid playing and so forth, and went on to college to play college baseball, and, you know, love the sport, love the Cardinals and that kind of thing. And
you're wearing a jersey today.
That's right, Yadier Molina jersey.
Yeah.
Supporting the Cardinals all the time.
That's great.
And
you going to hop in the car, head over to Cincinnati tonight?
I don't think we'll be doing that.
That'd be fun.
It would be good. I could do that, though.
4-hour drive.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I get off at 10.
We can make it. We can do that. And then, you know, I have to give Coach Wells some credit at the high school. He confronted me about maybe taking a part. He had took over the high school program, had been there a little bit when I got my first job at Center Street.
Uh-huh.
And the first year I couldn't do it. I just said, I'm on to baseball. I played college baseball, and that's what I thought I wanted to do.
You're a baseball guy.
Baseball guy. And he said, well, I think you need to look at the softball program and see what you think. So I watched some and took part in a little bit and stuff like that. And I just – there's a lot of similarities to it. There was
really?
a lot of things that I thought were a lot alike. And then now that I'm in it, it's an action-packed game. It's quick. It's fast. It's, you know, has a lot of the same things as baseball. And I hate to say it, but sometimes when I watch baseball, I think, man, this game's really slow. What am I doing? You know, I used to think that about golf when I watched it on TV, you know, but now I kind of wonder about the Cardinals sometimes. Let's get rolling. So it just drew a big interest in me, the way it went about and the way you could coach it. And so, like I said, I give him some credit for that. And
how long have you been coaching softball now?
12, 13 years, I believe. Yeah. So
having played college ball, college baseball, and a little bit of pro, right? a little bit of semi-pro.
Yep.
Having played a lot of that, are you more interested in the when it comes to softball? Are you more interested in the hitting side of it? Are you more interested in the pitching? Which do you have a specialty? I know that on the high school level, you can't really specialize. And by the way, congratulations on the success, the high school squad this year. Outstanding.
Yeah, we had a good year. We had a good group of kids. And, you know, as you will see, we've recruited some of those to come to Frontier.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, very fortunate to have a good group like that. And they performed the way they, you know, I thought they could. And they stepped up at the end of the year and really, really took the challenge head to head.
Made it to the sectional or the super sectional?
We went to super sectional. Beat the champions.
Yeah.
Nashville won it all. They beat us. But we beat a T-Town team that got second the year before and had everybody back. So
yeah,
we knocked them out and, you know, just had a great run at it. It was fun. You know, you can't let those go.
So you didn't answer the question.
Okay.
You like hitting or pitching better?
I'm going to say I'm a hitting guy.
Yeah.
Coming out of baseball. And then that's what I did. I was a pitcher too, but
you're a hitter.
I was a hitter.
That's, just like your dad was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going all the way back, I was a hitter. That's what I was recruited to do, was to hit. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things, if you can hit, they find a spot for you.
Yeah.
So I played multiple positions.
Yeah.
Started out as a shortstop young in high school, went over to third, went back to catcher. Always did a little pitching just because I got to throw hard.
Since you're the hitting guru, tell me what's the differences in hitting a baseball to hitting a softball that's coming in really, really fast but shorter from the pitcher?
Yeah, I mean,
it's a little bigger, I guess.
Ball's bigger. They're closer. I think in what you see a lot of, and there's a lot of similarities too, though. The ball's moving a lot. You know, in softball, you see a lot of curveball, screwball, rise ball, drop ball. I mean, the pitcher's got an arsenal coming at you. And, you know, you get that in baseball too, but there's some differences there. You know, I feel like in softball, it's a lot harder. You don't have much time to react to think what that pitch is and what it's coming. You have to really get a good look at it. You know, that's some of the differences. But I think when you really break it down, there's a lot of similarities. You know, you got to have a good base. You got to have good, you know, follow through. Your bat's got to get to the zone quickly and stay in the zone as long as it can. Those are all things you're going to say to a baseball hitter or a softball hitter.
Yeah.
You know,
before I let you go and get back to Jessica, because I know she's very angry with me already.
I am not. I am enjoying listening to Jeremy.
Before I get back to Coach Backus, playing baseball, you were able to meet some folks. Give us your famous friends. You got to tell people who your famous friends are.
The one you want me to talk about.
I'm not going to let you get out of here before you tell about the guy with the groceries.
That's right. The one you want me to talk about is Clint Barmas. Clint was a kid that was from Vincennes area that I played semi-pro with. I played third. He played short. And he played some outfield for us and so forth. He knew.
Could you see him maybe have the potential as a major league player?
You know, I think as we all see, yes and no. I mean, sometimes you look around and think, wow, you know, I'm standing by a kid that plays professional baseball. And then other times you look around and say, man, he's good, you know.
Yeah.
And he was good. I mean, he could run. He could hit. He had a good arm. He had a good stature, good build. But, you know, it's just one of those deals. I think the break came at the right time for him.
Yeah.
He was playing with us mid-season, and his coach called him from the college and said, hey, they got an opening up at a wooden bat league up north, you know, which was a little better league than where we were, and said, would you be interested in moving up there for the rest of the summer and playing with those guys? He's like, you know, he thought about it for a little bit, thought he'd take a chance, see what it did. And from that day forth, he never stopped. He got drafted right after that, and through the minor league system he went. And
he got through quick, too, didn't he?
Very quick, very quick. You know, and that was what was really surprising. You know, he could hit the ball. You know, he's got good pop. And it's kind of fun, though, because I went on my honeymoon and happened to just catch up to him at a minor league ballpark.
Now that's cool.
Yeah, so, and, you know, it's just one of those things. I can walk in St. Louis or wherever and yell his name, and he's coming over. He'll talk. It's not a question. You know, Todd Helton's autograph from, you know, he walked over with Todd, and because him and Todd Hilton were buddies, and got his autograph, and, you know, things like that. So it's, you know, it's a common, you know, I can talk to him.
He's still playing too, isn't he?
He's still on. Yeah, he's still going through. And we've talked about, Marty and I talked a little bit about, he's going to get the 10-year service plan. That, you know, so
no,
he's
kidding.
So he's banked in and done. I mean, he's retiring on baseball. You know, so
that 10-year service plan, that's part of what you bring that up. That's part of their union deal. Once they get to the 10-year level. He's not going to make the Hall of Fame.
I mean, no.
And he's never made a big contract.
That's
he's never
right.
signed a huge contract.
No.
He's serviceable player.
Right.
player. And he's going to have 10 years, and he's going to live
yep.
off that for a while.
And he's always on my fantasy team.
That's exactly.
No matter how much it costs.
You know, we are kind of cruel sometimes. Make you pay for Clint Barbas. Well, that's pretty cool. Now, I got to know before we get off of here, and we'll take a break in a minute. How did he get hurt? How did he hurt his leg? Was he really carrying groceries? Or can you can't spill the beans, maybe.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't do that until he retires. better let him tell a story and keep his business going.
Ah, okay, all right. So his story, as I recall, is walking up the stairs, tripped.
Tripped, going up the stairs on the snower in Colorado.
Well, that stinks. That's too bad, I tell you what.
Yeah, really, I mean, he was pretty ultimate at the time.
He was moving pretty good.
Yeah.
He was doing pretty good. Well, he still
He still does well. That's
he
right.
He still does. Okay. We don't need to feel sorry for Clint Barbas, do
no,
we?
No, you're not.
I'm talking with the Frontier Community College folks. We're going to talk more about the FCC sports. I'm going to get away from Clint Barbas here in just a minute. When we return on the Bruce Dickey Show with Tommy Kent, Jessica Backus, Marty Slover, and Jeremy Ellis, we'll be back in just a minute. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. I appreciate y'all joining me today, joining the show today. We've got the Frontier Community College, basically the staff of sports in here. I've got Tommy Kent. He's the AD, along with Jessica Backus. She's the volleyball coach. Marty Slover and Jeremy Ellis, the softball coaches at Frontier Community College. And volleyball is going to, whenever you look at the sports starting this fall, thank you, I appreciate that. When you look at the sports starting this fall, softball starts actually a little bit before volleyball, as will be the first actual FCC sporting event of these two squads. We already had golf and stuff last year. But the first home event this year is the volleyball, the first ever Bobcats home game, and that's coming up on August 27th?
Yes.
August 27th at 6:30 at the high school here at Fairfield High School. How long are you guys going to be using the high school gym, by the way? Have you got an auditorium gym built yet, Tommy?
No, we don't have the gym built quite yet. I think I would probably start building it tomorrow if Jay would let me. But right now we're very thankful of the high school for allowing us to use both of their gyms, and so we're there this year, and we'll probably be there next year until we start to look at the possibility of us building our own facility.
Cool. Jessica, you looking forward to the opportunity to play, have your teams play in the Tommy Kent Fieldhouse pretty soon?
Yeah. Yes. I would love to have play in the Tommy Camp Fieldhouse. Yeah.
Jessica Backus is the head volleyball coach for FCC. Their first game is August 27th. Like I said, they're going to have a pork burger sale beforehand and volleyball player introductions, parent introductions, and that this isn't going to be the first time the folks have been introduced to the public. I saw you guys at the fair. How, yes. What kind of reception are you getting as you're introducing volleyball into the community at the college level?
I think very positive, especially at the volleyball camp. We had 50-plus girls, very, yeah. You know, for smaller girls, very excited to see, you know, the 6-foot girls.
What age did you come? Did you go from youth to high school, through high school?
Or? No, we just did to 8th grade.
Okay.
Yeah, did through 8th grade. But it was very exciting. My kids, my volleyball girls, you know, very nervous about being introduced, but, you know, first time for everything.
Wait a second. They've all been playing high school volleyball before. They've all been introduced before places before, haven't they?
Yes, yes. But it's the whole, they're all staring at me, Coach.
Really?
Yeah, that's what happens when you get introduced.
I saw you at the talent show, for crying out loud. They all got introduced.
Yeah, well, probably not Kolak. Kolak, she, you know, she sang at the talent show and won.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So she probably not too scared.
She's probably not too worried about the whole looking at me thing.
Right, yeah.
So August 27th, the opening night, and that is a Thursday.
Yep.
All right. Have you started practicing yet? When does practice begin?
We've been practicing all of July.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Practicing every day in August, you know, NJCAA rules signify when you can start and stop.
Five times a week, I guess, something like 20 hours a week. I know in NCAA it's 20 hours a week. May not be that much for junior college. Tommy's going to step up. Tommy wants to make sure you guys don't break rules.
We've actually had open gyms, which is a big difference between open gyms and practice.
Oh,
open gyms are voluntary, and you know, there's no mandate that they have to come. Official practice started August 1st.
Ah, that's right. That's what I meant.
Yeah, so in July, I just unlocked the door and sat.
There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I could do.
Glad to clarify.
Yes,
that.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. How big's the team?
I have 11. I have 11 girls.
So you're only playing 6 at a time.
Correct.
Were you trying for more, were there some of the kids you couldn't get? Or I know you're happy with the team as you have it. But.
Yeah, I felt like I had a very full roster because some of these girls are just utility players. I mean, I've got girls that can set, hit, pass. I mean, they could go anywhere.
Yeah.
So. Next year I might recruit, you know, one or two, just depending on, you know, what kind of athletes you get.
Do you see that, Jessica, as maybe a necessity in starting a program, finding versatility in a player as opposed mainly to a specialization?
Yeah, absolutely. At first I thought, you know, I just, you know, want these big 6-foot girls that can smash it.
Yeah.
And then I was finding some of these big girls could also set and, you know, just pretty much do it all. So I got a couple girls that I could just absolutely put anywhere, and it's great.
Let's talk about your roster a little bit before we get too deep into it, because I know that last time you were here we mentioned some of your roster, but I don't think we went through the whole thing. Do you have starters already preset, figured out, or are there still open places, or how's that work? And I know that all 11 players probably get a play, don't they?
Yeah, that was my big thing. I told Tommy, I said, I don't want to recruit, you know, all these girls, and then none of, you know, and then
some
of
them sit.
Yeah, some of them sit. And, you know, I played in college, and I didn't want to sit. You know, I want to play.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, that was my main goal. You know, I want to get, you know, these versatile players, you know, these athletes that can pretty much do anything. I want them to be able to play.
Sure.
And so
make sure they can see the court.
Right. And all 11 of them will play. Maybe not all the time. I mean, we play, you know, the best out of 5 sets. You know, high school's 3. So some of them may be begging me. I've been playing for like 2 hours. Can I? Yeah. Someone take a break for me.
How big of a difference is that for the girls? Do you do more conditioning, I guess?
Tommy has definitely given us workouts. They have whined and we've pushed them. But yeah, they've definitely been worked.
What is the conditioning? You've played basketball and volleyball in college and softball too, right?
Yes.
What is the difference in conditioning for basketball versus volleyball? Because I see basketball, you know, you see people training for basketball, it's killers, man killers, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and wall sits. I would have tears running, not crying, just physical pain.
Yeah.
Tommy is like the guru of workouts, so is what I would call him. So I told him, I said, he has a degree in this stuff. We're just going to let him do it. He would have the girls come in and just do stations and plyometrics and, you know, just anything to get them jump higher, run faster, be stronger. Not a lot of killers.
Yeah.
Just a lot of cardio.
A little different kind of...
Different type of
different
cardio.
Different kind of fitness, isn't
right,
it?
Right, yeah.
Tommy, I got a question then. Since you're the one who's the professional in this kind of stuff, your original sport is tennis, and you know how to train for tennis. Those guys play 5 hours at a time if they get a good long match.
Yeah.
Is the fitness and physical conditioning for tennis similar to volleyball?
Well, it's pretty similar with the fact that tennis and volleyball are a lot of agility. You're moving a lot of different directions.
Right. Starting and stopping.
Starting and stopping a lot. With volleyball, your power really comes from your lower body. So you've got to have a lot of power in your lower body with plyometrics and doing a lot of leg squats and lunges and things like that. You have to be really, really quick. Your muscular endurance has to be very high. And so we wanted to really speed up their workouts, but make sure that their form is always correct. Because at the end of the day, if their form's not good, really don't get anything out of the exercise except for the possibility of an injury, and that's what we want to prevent.
Jessica, let's talk a little bit more about the team and who the player, Coach Backus, who you have playing. Who are the kids from Fairfield? I know you have a few from Fairfield.
Have Grace Bora, Kendra Cessna, and Alyssa Kolak. And Grace and Kendra both are what we call defensive specialists. Mm-hmm. They are just trained to play back row. They can just absolutely pass the ball. And Alyssa Kolak can hit from anywhere. She's a big power hitter.
Now, I watched volleyball 30 years ago. When I was in college, we would go do the games. And I'm trying to – it's changed a ton since then. How does the substitution work? If you have somebody who's a specialist on the back row, do they sub out – and they very seldom see the front row, do they?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, they very seldom see the front row. A libero cannot come in the front row. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's the girl that wears the totally different color jersey.
The different color jersey.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
And to add to that, when I started coaching volleyball 10 years ago, I came in and the rules were different too.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like there was, you know, it was rally, you know, point serving, and it was all different. So,
when did that change to every point, every play?
To be perfectly honest, it had to have been right after, you know, I had graduated.
Talking again to Tommy Kent, he's the AD at Frontier Community College. Jessica Backus, she's the volleyball coach out here at Frontier. And Marty Slover and Jeremy Ellis, the softball coaches, here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390, WFIW-FM. Who are some of the other girls you have coming in?
I have two girls off the state-winning softball team, Abby Reeves and Sarah Green. Sarah Green's a hitter.
From
Wayne City.
Okay.
Wayne City. And Abby Reeves is a back row defensive specialist.
You threw me when you said state-winning.
Oh, no. They got third place. Yeah, did I say third?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say third. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they were very athletic.
Yeah.
They did a nice job.
Yeah. Yeah, they did a good job. I got one girl from Sisney, Nicole Jordan. She's also a hitter. Got one girl from North Clay, Courtney Kroll. She's actually become one of my utility players.
Okay.
Yeah, she can hit and set and pass. Jessie Rush is also another utility player. She's from North City.
Okay.
Does all three. Got a girl from Steelville and Sparta, Bobby Lake. She's from Sparta. Yeah. And Alana Renner is from Steelville. And they're both hitters.
I count 10. You got one more?
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Lexi Padetke from Woodlawn.
Oh, okay.
Yep. She's my right side hitter. Yeah.
Who do you think was, it's kind of a bad time to ask, but I should have asked it 10 months ago. Who was your biggest recruit, you think? The toughest get?
Yeah, I would say Renner. Yeah, Alana Renner.
Really?
Yeah.
Most heavily recruited, you think, probably?
Yeah.
How do you sell Frontier Community College to these kids? And you sell probably the program more than the college.
I just talked to them for about 5 minutes, and they like me, and they're like, hey, I want to go with this girl.
Is that right?
No.
I was going to say, wow, that is impressive recruiting. I need to take you out on some sales call.
Well, you know, my dad is Terry Shaw, he's a born salesman.
Yeah,
which, by the way, my dad has been a big contributor, supporter, you know, has done a lot for Frontier Athletics. You know, he's with Beck's Hybrid, so he does a lot for us. But, I have lived with him my whole life, so, yeah, I do have a little bit of salesman in my blood. But we do. I mean, we just sell them on the college, small town, you know, more one-on-one, not to mention playing time. You know, they get recruited, you know, for SIU. She may or may not.
See the court.
Right. And that's who was talking to her. So, you know, she can come to me and be guaranteed, you know, you're going to hit every game.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to start every game. So that's a biggie.
Your schedule kind of changed a little bit. Didn't you have
the
number one team in the country or something?
She's the third number one team in the country. And I'm glad, because I did not want to play her first.
Who's that, Illinois Central?
Yeah. She called us up and said she had an AVCA meeting, which is the Volleyball Coaches Association, and they changed the meeting on her, so we had to change our game. So
that's a shame.
I know. Thank God.
That is too bad.
I know.
Well, so you're opening up against SWCC, Southwestern Illinois College. That's out of Harrisburg, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then Northland, which is out of West Frankfort. Huh? SWCC's in
Belleville.
Which one's in the Southeastern's
in
Harrisburg, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, SWCC's in Belleville. Illinois Central is the really, really good team.
Yes.
I guess. But I'm assuming that a lot of these other teams aren't bad either.
Probably not, no. Which Northland just started, too. That's out of West Frankfort. They just started volleyball.
I can say, who is going to be early in the going here? And I'll ask the softball folks the same question. They might have the same answer. Who's going to be the big rival for Frontier Community College, you think? Who will develop that?
The girls right now, all they want to do is beat Rin Lake. And I have no idea why. And I think it's because there are some of their teammates play there. So I think it's, you know, now they want to go and play there. But as far as a real rival, I don't really know.
That's pretty cool. Are you looking forward to it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You appear to be fired up. Are the girls fired up?
Yeah. They better be.
I'll
get them there.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Jessica Backa. She's the Frontier Community College volleyball coach. Their first ever Bobcats home game is on August 27th at 6:30. That's going to be at the Fairfield High School gym. They're going to have pork burger sales. Are the girls going to be selling pork burgers, or are you going to let somebody else? You guys are selling
pork burgers. Yeah,
the
softball team's doing it, yeah.
That's wonderful. Volleyball and softball player and parent introductions. And you're going to have gear there, Jeremy?
Yep, that's what Tommy says. Gear is available.
Gear will be ready to go. It's cheap. It's cheap to get in. Only $1 to get in. Free to get in if you're wearing the Bobcat shirt. So somebody could go there, buy the Bobcat shirt, Tommy, and get in free. Is that the plan?
Yeah, they can either.
You're not going to make any money here.
It's not really about making money in our first game. We really just want people to come out and support us and kind of see what we've developed with our team and really support these girls. We've got a lot of girls from the local community, and so we'd like their friends and their family and their the girls, people that they went to school with, to come out and support them.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun, and that will be, as I said, August 27th. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. I've got Tommy Kent, Jessica Backus, Marty Slover, and Jeremy Ellis. We're going to talk a little softball, probably a little bit more of that, when we return here after these words. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Frontier Community College Sports Day today. Talking with Tommy Kent. He's the athletic director out there at Frontier, along with Jessica Backus. She's the volleyball coach at Frontier Community College. Also joining Marty Slover and Jeremy Ellis, the couple of softball coaches out at Frontier Community College. Marty, the head coach, Jeremy helping him out however he can. Sounds like talking to Jeremy will be helping out with the hitting more than the pitching, but you never know. Jeremy's a pretty good coach, Marty. He can help you out wherever he wants, can't he?
He learned from the best.
Say that again.
He learned from the best.
All right. Well,
he played for me.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You're showing your age.
Oh, Marty, I tell you what, I've talked to some of the girls, and some of the same girls that are playing volleyball, too. They're really looking forward to the sports starting out there at Frontier, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, I haven't had a chance to talk to a lot of the girls. I did go by one of the open gyms for volleyball.
See, you don't get to. I get to because you're like a coach and stuff.
Yeah.
No contact.
Can't really do anything. I went by the open gym and just, you know, talked to the girls and see how things were going. And they seemed to be pretty excited about it. And I've stumbled across some of the girls uptown and things and talked to them a little bit. And some of the parents, you know, I've met them when they're moving their kids in. Mm-hmm. We signed a girl the last day.
Oh, really?
That we were able to sign. Yeah, we stumbled onto her, and I actually had been told that she was a junior, and we were pretty interested in watching her play. Then we saw her play, and we're like, yeah, she's pretty good. We're interested. And the only problem was she'd already graduated.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, and that was on a Saturday, the 18th of July, and the 20th of July is the day.
The last day of
anybody the last can... day. So we...
You put the hard sell on.
Well, actually, we offered to her, and she was pretty interested. And we thought maybe she'd already enrolled in classes in a junior college in Kentucky. And we talked to her a little bit, and she's like, yeah, I'm interested. We thought, well, she'll come in the spring. She'll just transfer.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
She wants to come in the fall.
Well, that's wonderful.
So, and she's a player. She's good.
How many kids do you have on the squad?
16.
16 on the softball mm-hmm. team. Mm-hmm. All right. And we've already talked with Jessica about some of her team. You've got four of the same players, huh?
Yeah, we got four kids that are the same. You know, we talked to Alyssa Kolak and Alana Renner, Sarah Green, and who's the other
Tyler, Nicole or Nicole Jordan.
Nicole Jordan, yeah. The Tyler. Four girls that we have that are dual sport athletes. So it's been a little bit, you know, we talk whenever a tournament would come up. I would call Jessica and say, hey, what you got going? And to make sure we're not conflicting each other's times. And been real good to work with. We've been pretty flexible on both ends. So.
When do you start practice in full?
August 10th.
August 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So, and school doesn't start, classes don't begin until when?
The 20th.
Okay, so they'll have a little bit of time to work through with
some, they will, the and a lot of our girls have played this summer. Several of them have played, you know, 30, 40, 50 games this summer. So it's not like they haven't had a ball in their hands. And then, you know, and they're good athletes, so it's going to come back pretty quick.
You know, in between in between the start of practice and the start of school, you've got camps, don't you? Or a camp?
Yeah, we got a camp. August the 15th, we're putting on our Bobcat camp for
the Bobcat softball fundamentals camp.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun camp. We're going to touch base on just about, you know, every area of softball. We're going to spend time with that. We've got a lot of people coming in to help. Our players are going to be here helping. And
this is a camp for kids, right?
Camp for kids, fourth through eighth grades.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, just basically, you know, trying to let the girls know about the fundamentals of playing good, sound softball.
How do you, what is the first fundamental somebody needs to know to play softball? How to swing?
I don't know, Coach Ellis probably agree with me. I don't know. I think playing catch is one of the biggest things our kids struggle with.
We're really?
Proper throwing. Kids will come to us and my elbow hurts. Your elbow hurts because you're thrown the wrong way.
Is that right?
Yes, and we see that. We work on that, and when he and I coached high school, we worked on that every day.
No kidding. And as they get to the high school level,
some still struggle with it. You know,
what's the proper way? Because I must tell you, and no offense to anybody in the room who may be a female, I have been told that I throw like a girl my entire life.
I am offended by that.
Actually, you probably throw a heck of a lot better than I do. I guarantee you, not probably about it. What's the best way to throw? Over the top or what?
Yeah, over the top. I mean, it depends on if you're an infielder or an outfielder. But, you know, show them your ring. We work on that drill. Show the ring. You know, like
show the ring.
Extend the arm. Well, you should look back and you should see your ring finger or the top of your hand. You should see that. And you come on through and then follow through. And then when you get to the point of release, you want to keep your arm going to decelerate. And a lot of kids get sore because when they release the ball, they stop their arm. And that's just like running into a brick wall with your arm.
It's just like swinging a golf club and trying to stop after you've hit the ball.
Exactly. And they get sore. And they wonder, why is my arm sore? Your arm is sore because you're throwing wrong. So we work a lot on that. And most of the kids that we have recruited, they've got that. They know how to.
Oh, yeah.
They've mastered that.
Well, now they're going to be the ones teaching the youth.
The ones teaching. We'll get them down on one knee and have them throw with a long arm and just work on that. Then we'll work on playing catch and fielding and catching a fly ball, catching a ground ball, just mechanics.
What other coaches and players do you have coming in for the camp?
Well, our entire Bobcat
your squad
club ball will be there, and then I've got Coach Ellison. I'll be there. Coach Conrad at the junior high will be there. She's going to help, and then Coach Edwards at one of the grade schools, New Hope, is going to be there helping, and then Jenna Montgomery is going to be there, also a former pitcher of ours, and mm-hmm. we're gonna break the kids off too, and do a little all of them. Learning just some pitching mechanics, staying in your circle. And
that
like
is August 15th at 9 a.m. If folks want more information on that, who do they call? Just call Tommy?
Call Tommy.
Yeah, you can just call out to the college at 618-842-3711 and just ask for my office. You can print out the flyers on our Facebook page, or you can come out to the Mason building and pick one up and just write your check or your cash right there and get signed up for it.
Marty, tell me a little bit about the season. I know that originally I don't think you planned on having a fall season, but then it kind of manifested itself. You were able to get one put together.
Yeah, we were thinking about, you know, at that point in time, we were thinking about playing a home schedule with some fall games. And then, we realized that was something that was going to really rush us. So the opportunity came for us to play in some tournaments away, which turned out to be a really good thing for us. So we're playing pretty much tournaments. And our schedule is 16 games. And a lot of the schools we play, that's about what they play.
In fall.
In the fall, yeah.
What's a regular schedule in spring?
Spring's going to be a full conference schedule. Roughly right now we're looking at about 44 games.
What's a conference? This is
it'd be in the GRAC. Now, we're not a GRAC member, but we would be playing GRAC teams for the Region 24 seedings.
You're not a GRAC member because, as I recall, no basketball yet?
Yes. Correct.
Tommy was about to – I do pay attention, Tommy, sometimes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a bylaw in the –
it's a bylaw!
In the GRAC that you have to have basketball, and currently with no facility, we're not at the point where we can have basketball. So right now we're kind of an independent school.
Yeah.
But we are kind of smack dab in the middle of all the GRAC schools, and we're in the same division. We're Division I in softball, and so we will play all of those schools.
I'm going to ask you a little bit of the facility stuff in a second, Tommy, but before I get to that, let's finish up a little bit on softball. Now, Marty, you've got I guess the girls are fired up, ready to play in the fall
season.
The
ones that we've talked to, they're pretty excited. Our latest sign is she's ready. She played.
Where's she from? You never said her name.
She's from Wingo, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Katie Willard. She's a lefty slapper, and she's fast.
Really?
She's probably the fastest girl we saw all year.
No kidding.
The lefty slapper. She hits right-handed.
Where'd you see her?
We saw her in Bloomington. Illinois. Uh-huh. Or, I'm sorry, Springfield, Illinois. Yeah, Springfield, Illinois. I actually went up there. My son was coaching a team, Alton Flames. Went to watch him and his team play. And we're recruiting a girl off of his team. It'll be an incoming senior next year, and we're looking pretty close to at her. Also, wanted to mention too, one of the girls we got here that Tommy just reminded me of, we got a girl by the name of Sephora Kirk, who was the Evansville Courier Metro Player of the Year last year.
Wow.
So we got a nice player in Sephora. She's going to be a nice addition to it. She pitches and she can hit.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty nice time. Now all we got to do is get a place to play, don't we, Tommy?
Yeah, it's coming together. It's coming together.
I got to tell you, I have seen on Facebook and Twitter and through the newspaper. You're starting to get a few folks throwing some money at you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we are, and we've had some very generous donors.
Would you take more of that?
We will always take more donors. We've got a lot of plans for athletics and for facilities here in the community. And those facilities aren't just for us. Those facilities are for the community. They're for the high school, and to really help the community bring in, sales tax revenue, through tournaments and things like that.
That's the thing. When you have a good facility, that really leads to a lot more tournaments and a lot more folks coming in. It's just one of the things that part and parcel, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we can really bring in a lot of people. I know down in Marion, they've hosted the Region 24 tournament down there at the Miners Stadium the last 2 years. And that brings in a lot of people into hotels and into restaurants. And spending their money here in our community is really kind of one of our goals with athletics. It's about education first. It's about the athletics second. But we really want to make sure that we help out our community that we're in.
How can folks find out more information on how to help Bobcat Sports get going in this kind of second year of it?
They can call me directly out at the college and talk to me directly. They can send us a message on Facebook, and I get all of those messages. And we've got some members of our Bobcat board that are in our community. They can talk to those members directly and get some information from them. But if they really want to give, they can just call me directly.
That sounds like the thing to do.
Yeah. We just got a really good donation from a doctor out of Peoria.
I saw that.
Yeah, he gave us around $16,800, purchased our scoreboard. That we're going to put out there, so we'll have a new scoreboard and
congratulations on that.
Thank you. The Lions Club. The Lions Club gave us $5,000, and they've really kind of challenged other members of the community, organizations, businesses to really follow their lead and donate as well.
Well, I tell you what, fellas and lady, I appreciate y'all coming out here today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
You betcha. That's pretty much it today for the Frontier Community College Sports. They start up again. First softball is on August 22nd, and the big night for volleyball, August 27th. Be there at the high school. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.